and had a pretty good game last night. We played about nine. Oh yeah, he's like the sixth man right now. He just isn't starting. He had a good game last night, so. And the others need to play a lot. He's got a nice side. We do everything right except shoot. We don't shoot a very high percentage. Coming more like Marion and Coldwater. Played a little bit varsity with you know, in real situations, not the end of the game. But last Saturday against Fort Harmony, moving up, not just the varsity, moving up to start on varsity. So that's a big, but he's, well, 6'6". Right. He was dominating JV, and he held his own. He holds his own varsity. He hasn't. So it's only his third full-time game on varsity. Finally done. Yeah. Hate to see it. Yeah. My oldest is three. Yeah, we got four grandkids, three and under. Yeah. So give it a couple years. We were saying that before. They got this. Couple years, we'll be here for the cheerleading. I got a 2.5-year-old, and he's always playing ball all the time. So. That'll be tough to have play. It's tough to play with him.
We'll be right back.
like.
Wisconsin beat Minnesota double overtime. Lucky seven it's like, bucks.
What was their effort?
Lucky throw. Oh, I don't care for him either.
We'll be right back. right corner. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gaydosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point.
That jump ball call was the worst call I've ever seen.
Gaydosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front, got it to go. Good play by Sherman, he went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry, dribble drive, running one-hander, banked it in, nicely done by Rayanne Fry. With a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work, driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie Doom maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow, a terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, no, look, pass ahead to
Bowser. Rushing more on the next year.
Got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key, Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a goal piece down the line. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot
heave. To
Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Got it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winner.
Leading rebound is a 6'8 guy.
Vanessa Winner's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys
I try to not get too involved in that because the fan could care less whether it's 7.4 or 9 points. Leading rebounder is what the fan wants to know. You know what I mean?
Because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online.
Good evening to you high school basketball fans from here at Minster. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack and Chuck have got high school basketball for you on this Saturday night. The Minster Wildcats play host to the Rushi Raiders. The Midwest Athletic Conference versus the Shelby County League. Each team won last night. Rushi on the road. Nip Jackson Center in a low scoring tilt, winning by three. Game was tied several times throughout the first half. Rushi pulled away, was up by four possessions at the end of the third quarter, survived a six-point offensive fourth quarter to cling to a three-point triumph against Jackson Center. Meanwhile, Minster, before a great crowd here last night, won the Route 66 rivalry with New Bremen, beating the Cardinals by nine. It was nearly a sellout. Not that big a crowd tonight. Nonetheless, a pretty good throng of fans here. It is noisy. You hear the music in the background. Should be a fine game. Always is. The Rushi Raiders have won 1, 2, 3 in a row over Minster, which last won in 2012-13 in overtime over Rushi, 61-53. 12-2 Rushi, 6-5 Minster. Throw the records out the window, Chuck. They don't mean a thing. Minster, a very good club, 6-5. That record doesn't do the Wildcats justice. They've already beaten a talented, hot-shooting Wapakoneta team and played Fort Loramie to overtime here last Saturday before losing.
Well, I mean, just like most years, they got a late start. They were in the state championship in football, so it takes a while to get yourself acclimated to playing the sport, even if you got some practice time in. So I think they're going to be okay, and I'm looking forward. I didn't see them last week when you guys were there. I'm looking forward to seeing them tonight.
It is a sizable Minster team, unlike recent years when Minster was much shorter in terms of height. You've got Jared Schultze, leading rebounder on the team, 9 points a game. He's at 6'8". He'll start with Cody Frericks, 6'6", a sophomore. It seems like Rushi, Chuck, is about undersized every time the Raiders take the floor, yet Cole Tebby plays extremely well on the interior, pound for pound. He's one of the toughest young men in the area. He'll need help from sophomore Daniel Kearns as they'll go up against 6'8", 6'6", from Minster.
Yeah, they're going to have to rebound for sure. They cannot afford to give them two and three shots each time down the floor. But Rushi normally is the smaller team. And I put my money on Cole Tebby anytime to be able to hold his own in the lane.
Head coach Spencer Cordagna for Rushi, Chuck, has got to be very pleased. 37 points in the win last night over Jackson Center. Rushi played stout defense. You can count on that. Leading scorers last night were not Cole Tebby, not Jack Daypore. Dylan Cordagna, 12. Daniel Kearns, 11. Hunter Cohey made a three-pointer. He scored 7. And in the previous win over Houston, Daypore had 21. Going back to the victory over Fairlawn, Cole Tebby had 20 against Ansonia, believe it or not. Poling came off the bench to pop in 10. Daypore had 11. Spencer Cordagna is getting tremendously well-balanced scoring. That bodes well for the stretch run and the tournament.
Well, I like Poling. I mean, when that kid, he didn't get a ton of time, but when he's out there, he makes things happen. Sometimes he's a little out of control, but his effort is outstanding every time.
We're speaking of Drew Poling, 6'1", a senior. He, like Cole Tebby, pound for pound, they get a lot out of their bodies, that's for sure. They both jump pretty well, but they just don't give an inch. Mentally, they will keep pounding you, physically as well. Spencer Cordagna's team playing perhaps its best basketball of the season right now. I said perhaps. I think that's a for sure. Wouldn't you agree, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, I think we saw them lose a couple of games. The one that they probably shouldn't have lost, but they did, was the Anna game.
Right.
But they let Benzman get 28 on them, and if you do that, you get a shot at getting beat. But they are playing well right now, and they got to keep winning because, as we talked about coming back from Ottoville, you want the number one seed in the Pembroke sectional, because if you get the number two or the number three seed, you're going to play Fairlawn, or you're going to play Fort Loramie.
Exactly. You mentioned Ottoville. That's where we were this afternoon. The Minster girls were beaten for the first time this year, 49-46 by Ottoville.
an ugly game, not well played. Best player on the floor was the forward, C.J. Kemper, for Otterville. Chuck, sometimes these Saturday games, afternoon and at night, following league games on Friday evening, are ho-hum affairs, sloppily played. And what do you anticipate tonight from these two rivals, Rushi and Minster boys?
Well, I'd be shocked if they, I mean, it's going to be an intense game. They're going to play defense. And what I'm wondering is, what Rushi's going to play defensively. They like to play man. They will do some 1-3-1.
Right.
I don't know about their matchups on 6-8 and 6-6. I also kind of wonder if they won't try to pick them up full court and try to see what kind of guard play Minster has.
And if that happens, Rushi will test the likes of Bryce Schmiesing, Mike Kettner, Aaron Ernst, and Isaac Schmiesing, the perimeter guys for the Minster Wildcats. Should be a very good game, more than likely close. As we take a look at the scores of the last three contests, when Rushi was heavily favored the last three seasons, Rushi won by 10, by 7, by 7. Not convincing by any means. Minster decided underdog in each of those three. And 4 years ago, Minster victorious 61-53 in overtime. I was here last Saturday night with Brett Gish while you were in Florida, and we covered the Minster contest against Fort Loramie. And Minster played Fort Loramie a tooth and nail, nip and tuck right to the wire, forcing overtime. It was an Ernst off-balance, wild three-pointer outside the circle, down to our right, probably a 26-footer. And he didn't have his feet set under him. Shot didn't hit the rim. That was for the victory because Burning had made a 15-foot jumper for Fort Loramie with about 4 seconds to go to give the Redskins the two-point lead in OT. So we know Minster can take Rushi right down to the finish tonight. Minster's got a big victory early in the year over Wapakoneta by 6. And we saw Wapakoneta handle Sydney.
They ran Sydney off the floor.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they'd do it again, but boy, that was as well as I've ever seen a high school team shoot threes.
Interestingly, both Rushi and Minster have lost to Anna and St. Henry. Anna and St. Henry, each of those two schools, have knocked off Rushi and Minster, the two clubs colliding here tonight. You look down through common opponents, and you really don't see much of anything that you can weigh in on. Of course, a common opponent, Fort Loramie. And Minster played the Redskins right to the buzzer here last Saturday. Rushi does own a victory over Fort Loramie at Rushi High School. That game was very close to the last minute and a half, 2 minutes. Anything can happen here tonight. Saturday night affairs, intra-conference, intra-league games, or I should say inter-conference, inter-league games. You just never know. We do expect this to be a fine contest, well played. First-year head coach Mike McClure for the Minster Wildcats was the understudy, the assistant to former head coach Mike Lee for several years. Of course, Mike, the 20-year-plus head coach here at Minster, standing down to her left. And he was at the girls' game today, Minster Otterville. And he said to me several minutes ago, he said, you know, Jack, maybe a loss right about now was a good thing for our Minster girls.
Well,
we'll see.
Yeah, as a coach, I never ever wanted to lose, but you can do. There's tons of coaching points that he's going to be able to take out of that loss today.
We're about 3 minutes away from the start of this game tonight. Rushi Raiders shooting around to our right, and the Minster Wildcats to our left. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The In-Between underwrites our pregame. The In-Between restaurant south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, in Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. Thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them. Thanks so much, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board last March during the high school basketball tournament. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And from Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, with on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus specialty advertising items, too, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses to get connected to your VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Thanks so much to Chris North, Shelby County Veterans Services Officer. On Tuesday night, we've got more high school basketball for you. Fort Loramie at Fairlawn. Should be a fine boys game. A lot at stake atop the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie at Fairlawn, 7:10 webcast time on Tuesday. Starting lineups tonight. Start of the game between Rushi and Minster in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274. High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Rushi Raiders crowd across the way here at Minster High School. Minster fans behind us. So when Minster scores, you will hear a pretty loud roar. We're on the Minster side of the floor here at the Minster High School gym. One of our underwriting sponsors, Brookins, in Fort Loramie, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special tonight, Saturday evening. Your food is fresh. Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Starting lineups being introduced now for the Rushi Raiders, who are situated directly to our left at Minster High School. Dylan Cordiner coming off a solid game last night. Drew Sherman joins him at guard. Cole Tebby on the inside with Daniel Kearns. Jack Daypour at a wing. A lot will be expected again tonight from Tebby and Kearns, but that's business as usual for those two young men, Chuck. They're outside every single game, it seems like.
Well, they're used to it, but not necessarily 6'8", 6'6", outside. So they're going to have to make sure they work on position.
Yes.
Because good jumpers, that's more important, and position's more important than height. But if you're 6 inches shorter than somebody, you got to make sure that you're keeping them away from the basket. You can't let them catch the ball down where they want to catch it on the block, or you're in trouble.
And by the same token, Rushi is going to have to hustle like crazy tonight. Minster shoots a lot of threes. Yep, they do pound it down to the inside to Jared Schulze quite often. But Minster shoots very few mid-range jumpers. By that I mean elbow left, right, not much from the mid post. And they'll go down to the block to Frerichs and Schulze, 5-6 feet away. But they will launch a lot of threes, and you know what happens, Chuck, when you miss threes, the ball comes right back out 15 feet from the basket oftentimes.
Exactly. That's why you gotta put a body on the person in your area. The Minster, do they play zone? They play man?
They played some zone against Fort Loramie.
Well,
they did.
If they play man, they could have a matchup problem because Tebby could go out on the perimeter. So whichever one's guarding him, if they're playing man, you got to think about that also.
It is going to be interesting because the best defense against Fort Loramie last Saturday night was Minster's zone. We'll have to keep an eye on that for sure. Opening five for the Minster Wildcats. Bryce Schmiesing, 8 points a game, 5'9", a senior at guard, with Mike Kettner, 6-foot sophomore, 7 points per outing. Aaron Ernst, the best three-point shooter on the team, 10 a game, 6'1", a senior. He's the number two rebounder. And Cody Frerich, 6'6", a sophomore. Jared Schulze at 9 points a game, leading rebounder, 6'8" tall. He wears the big 5'0 on his back. It's not unusual to see Cole Tebby out there jumping and being outsized by 2-4 inches. Tonight, Chuck, it's a half a foot difference.
Yeah, there is a big difference.
And Schulze wins it and smacks it into backcourt to Kettner. Kettner up the floor to Ernst. Ernst picked up by Dylan Cordiner, 25 feet away. On top to Bryce Schmiesing. On a weave, Kettner outside the arc on the right. It's Ernst. Ernst gets a screen, bears down hard into the right corner, doesn't shoot. On a weave, it goes to Kettner. He's crowded in the lane. Then makes a good dump off, fine bounce pass dish to Schulze, point blank range. He drops in an easy deuce. Quickly firing Rushi, other end, long triple, Daypour right out of the chute, airballed it. Rushi got it back, threw it to Daypour once more, missed another three-pointer, and again Rushi controls. Talking about three-pointers coming out long, it's happened so far. Here's the ball thrown down inside to Kearns for Rushi. He's in among the trees. It's blocked on the play by Frerichs. It goes out of bounds. Rushi retains possession. Lengthy possession. Multiple shot for the Raiders. Inbounded to Tebby. Going to be imperative for Rushi to make some threes in this game.
Well, they're playing a 2-3, so they need to be able to shoot the ball from the outside.
Yep, here's the ball entered to Cole Tebby. Mid-post area. Nice pass by Kearns. Tebby's hard off the heel on the 10-footer. Rebound down to Minster. Quickly in the right corner is Bryce Schmiesing. Dances through the lane, high off the glass, no good. Rebound Schulze, might have gone over the back, left it short, scrap for the loose ball. It's called on Rushi. and it was in Schultz's active shooting. He's awarded two. 2-0 Minster. Rushi's had makeable shots, but has not zeroed in yet. 6:47 to go in the first. Foul shot by Schultz is swished. 3-0 in favor of Minster.
Pretty nice form for the sophomore right there.
He's a good shooter, and as you said, Chuck, just a 10th grader. Can you imagine how good he's going to be by the time he's in the 12th? Second foul shot off to the right, no good. Rebound tipped away to Cordonier for Rushi. Down the floor to Dayport. Baseline Kearns. Back out to Cordonier. Back to Dayport. Short corner, it's Kearns against the zone. Here's Cordonier ahead of the key. Into the middle to Tevi. Rushi working hard against the zone, which they expected. Here's a good overplay by Kettner, and he steals. 30 feet from the basket. Cannot hang on. And the ball rolls away from him out of bounds. Rushi possession. Minute 40 gone. Rushi yet to score. Raiders have missed at least four shots. Right side pass to Sherman. Between the ring is Cordonier. Veers left. Goes to Dayport. Short corner, baseline left. It's Tevi. Back to Dayport. Cordonier straight ahead. Dribble drive at the elbow. Out back to Sherman. Loops it left side to Dayport. Skip pass near side. Cordonier into the lane. Kearns looking to go to work. Right down through the middle. Left hand shot in. Up and over Schultz. Superb move by Daniel Kearns, the sophomore for Rushi.
That's the first time they've tried to get the ball into the middle of the zone. And once you get in the middle of it, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you can spray the ball out any direction you want from there. 3-2. Rushi down a point. Here's a good pass cross court to Ernst. Fed to him by Bryce Schmiesing. Shot hits the back iron. Long rebound, though, by Minster. Deep in the right corner, Kettner. Here's Ernst again, near side. We've seen several long rebounds already in this game. Frerichs foul line, right side Schmiesing. Minster up 3-2. Nearly 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. Schmiesing guarded tightly by Dayport. 5 second count is on. Oh, it might have been whistled. It was close. But Minster gets it out of hot water. Midcourt to Kettner, picked up by Dylan Cordonier. Right side throw to Bryce Schmiesing, back to Kettner at the Wildcats logo. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. Oh, look at that move. Up with the left hand. Somehow he made it, shoveled it from his knees over Kearns. Kettner on the goal, 5-2 Minster. Dayport, forecourt left. Shot fake, all the way to the rim. Good drive, but Dayport. He met resistance in the paint, but still knocked it down.
Good strong move that time, and he kept his eyes on the basket.
5-4, Minster by a point. Long throw up the floor to Ernst. Jabbed away by Sherman from behind. Loose ball, though, to Frerichs of Minster. Between the rings to Schmiesing. 4:20 left, first quarter. 5-4, Minster. Deep right corner, Wildcats have it. Rotated around the top of the circle to Ernst, to Schmiesing. Man-to-man defense applied by Rushi. Outside the arc on the right, it's Kettner. Kettner dribbles left and right. Dylan Cordonier checks him. Popping out to catch is Ernst at the elbow on the left. Sherman gets a fist in, pops it away. Now it's broken up a second time by Dayport, and Rushi's got the loose ball. Dylan Cordonier strides over the timeline. Goes foul line to Kearns. Tries to weave a pass down inside to Tevi. Look at Tevi duck under Schultz and get two. That's the cold Tevi we know. 6-5, 1 point lead, Rushi now. Kettner midcourt. Ball jammed away from behind. It's loose far side of the floor. Who gets the arrow, Chuck? Rushi ball.
Okay.
3:36 to go in the first.
I guess I wasn't paying attention when you were doing the announcing. Three of their starters are sophomores.
Yes. Oh, it's a young Minster team. No question.
Kids. And Kettner.
Yeah, it's a youthful Minster club, no question about that. But it's a team with talent, as you can see. They know how to play the game. Head coach Mike McClurg in his first year, succeeding veteran head coach Mike Lee, has done an excellent job. Here's Dylan Cordonier speeding down the lane for Rushi. Back out of the arc to Dayport. He goes baseline left. Tries to make a no-look pass to Tevi. It's lost. Minster's got it. Here's a run-out. Schmiesing the other way. Crammed out of bounds. Schmiesing got within 6 feet of the basket. Rushi got a big piece of it. Swatted that ball over the end line. 3:17 remaining opening quarter. Minster ball baseline left. Kettner looking to throw in. It's on the arc to Schmiesing. Isaac Schmiesing now in 5'9 junior for Minster. Here's Kettner outside the arc on the left. Sherman checks him. Down near 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Right flank Kettner. He's got a little crease. He slices into the lane. Daypour gets a mitt on the ball, steals it. Here's Daypour barging down the court hard. Out back to Dylan Cardagner. He hoists up a three off to the left. No good. Loose ball rebound. Fought four. Out of bounds off Rushi. 2 minutes, 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 6-5 Rushi. If last week's game between Fort Loramie and Minster was any indication, Chuck, it could be a pretty low-scoring night here. Each team will make every possession count. Rushi wants to speed up the tempo. Here's Kettner driving down the lane. Dumps it late to Frericks. It's loose. Schulte gets it. On the arc to Isaac Schmiesing. He rims the three-pointer. The rebound is punched out of bounds by Minster. Let's see if the referees conference can make the change. 2:33 to go here in the first. Nope, it stays with Rushi. And now the call is modified. Minster gets it.
I think they won the coin toss.
Ball inbounding baseline about 15 feet left of the goal. It is Kettner looking, peering in, goes to Isaac Schmiesing. Schmiesing 30 feet out, hangs on, delivers the ball back to Kettner. Outside the arc right wing is Jared Hulsman in now, quarterback of the football team. And we had a loose ball. It's pried away by Rushi. It's on the hardwood at the foul line. Is it a jump? Is it a timeout? Rushi wanted the T.O. Alternating possession. Does Minster keep it?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I've seen the ball less controlled and given a timeout. I can't believe he didn't get a timeout there.
I would agree, Chuck. I thought Rushi was going to get a timeout from the bench for sure. 6-5 is our score. Rushi's still up one. 2:18 to go first quarter. Neither team has scored now in a minute and a half. Far left wing, it's Kettner, 7 points a game, guarded tightly by Cordonier on the arc. Here's a weave to Hulsman, rotated to Frericks, straight away Isaac Schmiesing, shot fake Hulsman, baseline left, doesn't shoot. Drew pulling all over him. Hulsman steps inside the arc, way short on the 18-footer. It caught net, then caught the fingertips of Ethan Monier of Rushi, who's in off the bench. It bounced out of bounds. Minster, believe it or not, continues to control the basketball here. Seems like about a two-minute possession. Minute 55 to go in the first quarter, 6-5, Rushi. Minster hasn't scored in 3.5 minutes. Ball inbounded 30 feet away to Kettner. He fakes right, goes left, leans in hard, doesn't shoot from 15, pitches it back out to Isaac Schmiesing. Right wing Kettner, ball fed on top to Andrew Broering, who's in now, 6'4 junior. Broering gives it up, gives it to Isaac Schmiesing. Isaac inside the arc, line drive, 15-footer, hit the rim twice. Rebound down to Rushi. 90 seconds to go in the first, 6'5 Raiders. Here's Dylan Cordonier, drives, feeds it out back to Daniel Kearns. Here's a long left-handed three ball straight away. Got it! Daniel Kearns from downtown.
He didn't have a lot of confidence in it, because once it left his hand, he was racing towards the basket, but it hit nothing but net.
My, is he ever improving. 9-5 in favor of Rushi, which has tallied 7 in a row. Here's Broering down on the inside for Minster. He goes to work. He spins, gives it off to Isaac. Gorston is in off the bench, and Gorston drops in a 6-footer. Gorston, outstanding football lineman for Minster. 6'3", 250-pounder, a senior. He cleared out space in the paint that time. 9-7 Rushi. Here's Hunter Cohey on the floor. Gets the ball outside the arc on the left. Rushi clears a path for him, and he barges to the rim, scores off the glass, foul on Minster. Hunter Cohey, good game last night at Jackson Center. He made a three-pointer, tallied 7 points in helping lead Rushi to the three-point league win against the Jackson Center Tigers. Hunter Cohey at the stripe. Opportunity for the plus one and the three-point play. Hunter, a 6'2" junior, scores the free throw. 12-7 Rushi. Three quarters of a minute to go in the first period. Here's Isaac Schmiesing sideline. Gives it up to Hulsman, 30 feet away. Now Rushi's in his zone. Last half minute, first quarter.
Going into their 1-3-1. They play this really well because they got such length on the perimeter.
At foul line, Isaac Schmiesing. Left corner, Hulsman. Back to Isaac, 30 feet away. He's being shaded by two defenders. Rushi out hedging. Ball given to Bryce Schmiesing. Baseline left, Hulsman. Shot fake. Wants to drive. Shovels far corner. Here's a high-arching three-point shot by Minster. It is short by Broering. Rebound down to Rushi, which will play for one. 7 seconds to go. Sherman enters the lane. Deals to Poling, baseline left. Stops and shoots a 10-footer. Bingo! What a play by Poling. Sherman fed it to him. Poling finished. Baseline left. He beat the buzzer by a second. Outstanding first quarter by Rushi, which scored 12 points in the last 4 minutes to lead Minster 14-7 after a quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack and Chuck here at Minster. Rushi ball starting play here in the second quarter. Ball laid off down on the inside. Shot laid up by Rushi. It's missed. Valiant effort by Cole Tebby, but Rushi garners the offensive rebound. Very strong last 4 minutes of the first quarter by Rushi. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane by Dylan Cordonier. Too high off the glass. Rebound yanked down by Frericks of Minster. 14-7 Rushi. First half minute, second quarter. Top of the circle. Long jumper, Ernst. Minster dead on. Three-pointer good. He can be a marvelous three-point man for Minster. He's streaky. When he gets going, look out. 14-10. Minster trails Rushi by 4. Kearns at the high post. Right wing, Dylan Cordonier. Sends it on top to Sherman. Picked up there by Bryce Schmiesing and head coach Spencer Cordonier in the background here at Mike's side says timeout Raiders. 4-point lead Rushi. A minute gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Chuck, was that ever a tremendously efficient last 4 minutes of the first quarter by Rushi or what?
Yeah, they played really well. They handled the ball well, played good defense. They're doing a good job on the boards against a much taller team.
Here is Rushi entering the ball inbounds. Low on the left, it's Cole Tebby. Oh, a nice shot fake. He showed ball against big Jared Schulte. Schulte went up in the air, came down, and then Tebby went right through him for a deuce. Cole Tebby on the block, low on the left side. 16-10, Rushi up 6. Here's Minster with the ball in the right corner, and Bryce Schmiesing has his pocket pick by Rushi. Long throw down the floor to Sherman. Out back to Cordonier. Foul line, Tebby. Tebby's got a little avenue down the lane. Shot fake again, and he draws a two-shot foul. Beautifully done, but Cole Tebby. Rushi ahead by six. Tebby's got a pair coming at the stripe.
Well, that was the point I was making with their defense. Yes, it gives Rushi a little bit of a quandary to guard these big guys, but the big guys have to play defense on somebody smaller and quicker than them.
Tebby misfires at the stripe. That was the Achilles heel of Rushi last night against Jackson Center, 9 of 18 on free throws. Rushi also missed some chippies. Head coach Spencer Cordonier about 45 minutes ago told me his club might have won by 8 or 10 points, but they could not get some short shots to go down. And Cole Tebby misfires twice here at the free throw line.
Well, I saw in the book that
Minster with the ball down low on the left. A fall away, 8-footer by Schulze. No good off the heel. Long rebound, Rushi. 70-foot pass to Tebby. Ball thrown on top to Cordonier. He hoists up a three off to the right. No good. Cordonier got the rebound. Had an open look underneath, didn't fire it. Went to the arc, spun, and rimmed it. No good. Rebound far left corner, chased down by Bryce Schmiesing. Here comes Minster down the six. Forecourt left, it's Isaac Schmiesing. He overshoots it badly. Schulze goes to the deck to get the rebound. Out high to Ernst. Ernst with a long, lofty three. It's off to the left. The threes are errant at the moment. And then Rushi airmails one up the floor out of bounds.
Well, the point I was making was for Jackson Center, only three people scored. That's been their problem all year.
Yep.
Wildermuth had 22, and after that they had somebody with 9, and I think it's somebody with 3.
And on a night when Jackson Center gets 4 people to get just a couple baskets apiece, along with Brady Wildermuth, the Tigers will be very dangerous. It's going to be interesting to see who is on the receiving end of that night when Jackson Center does put that game together and clicks. And it may be in the tournament. Don't count Jackson Center out. Oh, here's an outstanding call by the referee on the far side of the floor. Rushi defended Ernst very well, gave him room. They gave him a foot, and Ernst took advantage of it, but he was too physical. He extended the arm to create more space. Good call. Polling in backcourt. Whips it up ahead to Dylan Cordonier. Oh, a nice dish. Low on the right to Kearns. A baby jumper bounced off the backboard in the rim. No good. Rebound by Minster. 16-10, Rushi. 5-10 to go, second quarter. Isaac Schmiesing, top of the circle, Frericks. Here's Isaac. Wraparound pass for Schulze. Kearns gets a piece of it. Boy, that's a real scrap on the inside. Kearns 6'4", Schulze 6'8". Kearns giving away probably, what, 60 pounds? Here's a deep left corner three by Isaac Schmiesing, and it's on target. He was out of her view down beyond the Rushi bench. He poured it in to make it a 16-13 game. Rushi's lead is 3. Kearns, left side, Dylan Cordonier. Straight away it goes to Ethan Monier. Angles right, still behind the arc. Hand off to Sherman. Into the post to Kearns. Left-handed, goes to work. Little hook shot around Schulze. Yes, Daniel Kearns.
That was harder than the one he missed.
It was. You're exactly right, Chuck. 18-13, Rushi in the lead by 5. High post is Schulze. He doesn't square and shoot. He had space. Flips it to Ernst. Ernst to pull up Jay from 10. Got it. Nice play by Ernst of Minster. He didn't take it in too deep. He stopped short of traffic and buried it. 3-point lead, Rushi. Dylan Cordonier drives into the lane. Out back to Kearns. Right side pass, Ethan Monier. Left the 3-pointer way short. Rebound on the floor. Dug away by Kettner. Outlet to Isaac Schmiesing, pulls up foul line, into Frericks. He leans in, a one-handed half hook, in and out, no good. Rebound Frericks in the left corner. Out back to Isaac Schmiesing, look out, it rims, it was close. Loose ball rebound, and Rushi got a piece of it last. The officials look at each other, which way does it go?
Well, the ball was out of bounds off Rushi, but he got fouled so badly that the referee gave him the ball.
I think that's a pretty good rationalization. That's how I saw it.
That's called a makeup.
Yeah, clearly, Rushi smacked the ball cleanly. It was right in front of us, but the Raiders are giving it. 18-15, Rushi had the three. 3:26 to go in the half. Debbie's got the ball 30 feet away. on top of Ethan Monier. And the ball is struck by Yulzman. It's in backcourt. Scramble for it. Pile up. And somehow, some way, Rushi gets a timeout. Raiders a little smug that they were able to get it. The official did award it. 3:17 to go first half. Raiders up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Tell you what, Chuck, we have thought for a long time that the most difficult call in basketball, including games at the high school level, was the block charge. You know what? I think that's been overcome by the loose ball on the floor. Somebody tries to get possession, may or may not have it, but is sometimes, oftentimes, awarded a timeout and doesn't have clear-cut possession of the basketball.
The coach has the ear of the referee standing closest to him, and you yell timeout, automatically they give it to you.
Yeah. Day four, top of the key for Rushi. Here's Hunter Coey in the lane. Goes around two defenders. Shoots over Schultze. No good. Long rebound right back to Rushi, though. Three-point lead, Raiders. 2:55 left here in the first half. Ball fumbled far side of the floor. Good defense by Minster. It's off of Monier of Rushi. Out of bounds to the Wildcats. Rushi's come up empty now. Several trips in a row. Defenses have overtaken this game in the second quarter. Under 3 minutes to play. Rushi leads 18-15. Raiders zoning at the moment. Hunter Coey on the floor. Here's a jump shot, foul line. Minster put up there by Yulzman, wide left. Rebound down to Daypour of the Raiders. Backcourt to Gordonier, up to Daypour. Baseline right, Tebby. Minster had a chance to cut it to one, didn't. Daypour started to drive, threw it back out to Gordonier. Here's Daypour right flank. Hunter Coey back to the basket, and the ball is clawed away by Ernst. Oh, tenacious defense by Minster. Outlet to Kettner. Kettner with a good pass. Oh, fine feed to Frericks. Frericks came barreling in from the right corner. Minster saw him, delivered it. Frericks on the finish. 18-17. Rushi up one. 25 feet away, Cordonier. Outside the arc on the right, it's Daypour. Head of the key, Debbie. Throws to Dylan Cordonier. On top, Daypour. Picked up there by Ernst. Ball kicked by Ernst. Rushi will throw in. Hunter Coey, 6'2 junior, seeing valuable minutes off the bench now for Rushi. Substitute Kearns back in for him. Kearns, Tebby, Sherman, Cordonier on the floor, along with Daypour for the Raiders. That's the starting five. Minute 45 to go, second quarter. Cordonier veers right, hands to Daypour, into the paint. Oh, a good underhand feed to Tebby. He drops in a three-footer. That was room service.
Yeah, but he just gets off his feet so quickly.
He does. Rushi down three with the ball. Deep left corner, three-pointer. Isaac Schmiesing, out of nowhere. Great play by Daypour. He blocked it against the wall to her left. Minute 29 to go in the second quarter. 20-17 in favor of Rushi. Minster had an early scant lead of a point or two. Rushi's led since the first 3 minutes of the game. Minster inbounding, deep left corner, Yulzman. On top it goes to Isaac Schmiesing, back to Yulzman. Frericks is in, so is Dorston. Jared Schultze on the bench right now. Minute 16 to go, first half. Here's Frericks weaving Kettner. Kettner reverses his steps. He's picked up by Sherman. Now the ball fed 25 feet away to Jared Yulzman. Whipped on top to Frericks. Minster throwing the ball around the arc. Then here's a late feed down inside to Dorston, bobbled. Minster gets it back, pitches it to the arc. It swung to Isaac Schmiesing. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Shot fake, Yulzman, long range. Doesn't heave it. Gives it to Isaac Schmiesing. Coming out to catch is Kettner. Rushi in a very tight, shifting man-to-man at the moment. Far left wing, it's Kettner on the bounce. 30 seconds to go first half. Minster might as well go ahead and play for one. They look inside for Dorsten, can't find him. Foul line, Frericks, high-loaded Dorsten. Dorsten goes up, muscles through traffic, and gets it to drop. 20-19, Minster's close within one. 16 seconds left, second quarter. Midcourt, Cordagna for Rushi. He looks at the clock. 10, 9, high screen, Tebby. Dylan Cordagna down the lane, all the way to the cup. He hits it. Here's Minster throwing 75 feet. Great deflection at the last second. Minster had a man open. Poling came out of nowhere, and he punched it into the Rushi bench with 1.6 remaining, and Rushi up by three. Side court, 10 feet from the baseline. Frericks for Minster will inbound. Jared Schulze, the big 6'8", number 50, back on the court for Minster. 1.6 remaining in the second quarter. Frericks inbounds. Kettner's got it. Shot fake. He guns a 35-footer. He makes it. He makes it. Does it count? Does it count? I think it does. Wow. He pulled a double clutch. Chuck, that shot was almost as good as the one Andre Gordon made last night. Not quite. Not quite. Gordon got a 9.5 out of 10. That was an 8 out of 10. What a field goal. Pumped in. Was that Kettner who knocked it down? Yep. Woo! And he was covered up well by Rushi. Very good defense. And Rushi gives up a three, a Hail Mary three by Minster, which ties up this game at 22 at the halftime break. We told you in the pregame, hey, throw the record books out. Rushi won the last three. They were close. Rushi was heavily favored in those games. Rushi may be a favorite again here tonight. But on the Minster floor, the Wildcats, a young Wildcats team, playing Rushi, very tough so far. 22-22 deadlock. Rushi led about 80% of that first half, but Minster gets a wild Hail Mary three at the end of the second quarter to draw even, 22 apiece deadlock. We've got our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report coming up here in just a moment. I'd like to remind you that we are on the web tonight thanks to a number of outstanding sponsors, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body CarStar, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Halftime at Minster, Rushi 22, Minster 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body CarStar? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body CarStar, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body CarStar offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. CarStar, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body CarStar at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 22-22 halftime score. Rushi led the vast majority of the first two quarters. But I tell you what, Minster's so big on the inside, can shoot the long-range ball pretty well. So Minster could make up ground fast, and Minster did late in that second quarter. A combination of good offense, good defense, and we've got a deadlock. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, the stats are every bit as close as the game. Each team has 11 rebounds. Each team has 5 offensive rebounds. Each team has turned the ball over 5 times. Minster 1-2 from the free throw line. Rushi 1-3 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Wildcats. They had Kettner with 5, Ernst with 5, 3 for Isaac Schmiesing, 3 for Schulte, 2 from Dorsten, 2 from Frericks. They scored 7 and 15, 22 in the first half. Rushi led by Kearns with 7 and Tebby with 6. Then they dropped down to Kohi with 3. They got 2 from Dayport, 2 from Poling, and 2 from Dylan Cordonier. They scored 14, only 8 in the second quarter, and we're tied at the half, 22-22.
It is a colorful, spirited halftime show on the floor here at Minster. Elementary school children, led by Minster cheerleaders, are going through an enjoyable-to-watch halftime dance routine. And the young elementary school girls are attired in fluorescent green, yellow, blue, orange. Minster cheerleaders in pink. And it is fun to watch. Wish you were here. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are at the half at Minster, Rushi 22, Minster 22. It's the Shelby County League against the Midwest Athletic Conference here tonight after our afternoon game at Ottoville, which saw the Putnam County League take on the MAC, and the Minster girls were beaten for the first time this year, 49-46. Except for a couple of very brief, short-lived segments. Ottoville led the entire game, pushed it up to 10 several times. Minster rallied late. Ottoville couldn't hit free throws down the stretch. And a Minster three-pointer from 30 feet by Allie Borgerding rattled in and out twice. It was on the iron when the buzzer sounded. Had it gone in, we would have had OT, but it trickled off the iron, and that's how it finished up. Minster went down to defeat, 49-46. The Minster girls knocked off for the first time tonight. Or I should say knocked off for the first time this season. Here tonight at Minster, we've got a very good boys game, even up at 22 at the break. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County, all the way from L.A., California. That's the name LaCal. And during boys' games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders from each program. For Rushi, it is Abigail Grillo, freshman cheerleader at Rushi, daughter of Amy and Jason, 3.8 GPA, active in track, the 800 and the long jump. She participates in volleyball, tumbling classes as well, wants to study sign language, perhaps real soon at Edison Community College, and she is a teacher's aide for a first grade class at Rushi. She'd like to study at Wright State or UC and pursue a career as an ultrasound technician. For Minster, we highlight Lillian Hirschfield, a junior cheerleader, daughter of Randy and Kelly, 3.8 GPA as well. In track, the 400 and the 800, National Honor Society, Drama Club, Cross Country, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. She is on the Ohio Attorney General Teen Ambassador Board and is a member of the Garden Club at Minster. She'd like to pursue the Army and then study at UC, perhaps government relations or the field of political science. Abigail Grillo, cheerleader at Rushi. Lillian Hirschfield, or Hirschfeld, I should say, cheerleader at Minster, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Again this afternoon, Ottoville defeated the Minster girls 49-46 in a game heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, we have learned that the Sydney Yellow Jackets lead Layman Catholic at the halftime break at Sydney, 34-20, 14-point lead Sydney over Layman at intermission.
They might be a little uninspired this evening playing against Layman.
Chuck Rushi with a very quick third quarter field goal to start action. Who notched it?
Cordonier, good steal off on the perimeter and threw it out to him for the layup.
Dylan Cordonier, a theft to bucket, and it's 24-22 in favor of Rushi. Here's a dribble drive by Minster. Angling through the lane, slicing toward the basket, goes Bryce Schmiesing, and he's hacked up on the way to the rim. He gets two.
That's the second foul on Cole Tevy.
Minster tied this game on a Kettner three-pointer at the buzzer. It was a wild shot. He was well guarded. He banked it in. He kissed one in off the window, didn't intend to. He got the right slice off the glass. It ricocheted in at the buzzer to make it a 22-22 tie. A bucket by Dylan Cordonier of Rushi to start the third quarter. Two free throws by Bryce Schmiesing. We're tied again. Here's a long heave down the floor to Cole Tevy. He sprints in from the right corner. Missed the shot. Guarded by Schulze. And here comes Bryce Schmiesing on a run out. No good in the lane. Easy step back. Yes. Schulze's got it. Minster leads 26-24. Deep left corner, three by Dayfour. A good look. It's hard. Rebound volleyballed around. Good heads-up play by Sherman. He couldn't retrieve it with both hands. Batted it back out to Dylan Cordonier. Top of the key to Kearns. Near side, Dylan behind the screen. He slants through the lane. Meets resistance. Foul on the shot. Minster up two, 26-24. First lead for Minster since the opening minute. At the line, Dylan Cordonier for the Raiders, trying to bring Rushi even in this game. It's Tevy, Kearns, Cordonier, Dayport, and Sherman for Rushi. Kettner, Bryce Schmiesing, Schulze, Frericks, and Ernst for Minster. The two quintets, which began the game, are on the floor here at the beginning of the second half. Both free throws good. Dylan Cordonier nets a pair. We're tied right back up at 26. Here is Kettner barreling down the floor, top of the circle, enters the lane, tries to make a bounce pass. Ill-advised. Rushi's in the way, gets the loose ball, feeds down to Tebby. Wide open, Kearns underneath. Great lob. Good awareness by Tebby. Schulze was away from the inside player, Kearns, by several feet. And a good lob pass. Kearns collected it. And well behind Schulte had the gimmick. Here's Kettner floating into the paint for Minster. Jump shot. It is no good. Off the back rim. Rebound ricochets down the floor to Cordonier. Down inside to Kearns. Back to Dillon. Kearns thought better of it. That time Schulte covered him up. 28-26 Rushi. Short corner, baseline pass, Tevi. Muscles around two players. Look at him work hard. No good on the shot, but a foul. Schulte or Frericks, one of the two. Cole Tevi putting his head down and splitting the two big men for Minster.
They called it on Schulte. That was his third.
Three on Schulte of Minster. Tevi with two. He missed two earlier. This is a make. 29-26, Rushi. Again, so many thanks to our Local Equipment Spotlight cheerleaders that we honored at halftime, recognizing Abigail Grillo of Rushi and Lillian Hirschfeld of Minster. Abigail, the daughter of Amy and Jason Grillo, and Lillian, the daughter of Randy and Kelly Hirschfeld. Both cheerleaders, 3.8-plus GPA averages, each active in a number of programs, participating in heavy extracurricular activities. Thank you so much, Local Equipment, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com. Cole Tebby has just connected twice at the free throw line, and Rushi has reeled off six straight points. Four-point lead Raiders, 5.5 to go third quarter. Here's an over guard on the inside by Hunter Cohey, trying to keep Dorston from getting the ball in the post. Schulte sits down with three fouls. Chuck noted that a moment ago. Baseline, right of the basket. Minster inbounds, right corner, Ernst. Ernst goes baseline to Hilsman. Backs up, fades away. Good on the 12-footer. Hilsman saw no room down inside. He simply retreated and hit the mid-range jumper. Here's a good pass, cross-court by Rushi to Daypore in the corner. He darts in, leaves it on the iron, short, no good. Minster fast-breaking, 3-on-2. Daypore from behind, crams it out of bounds. Each team running when the chance presents itself. Rushi trying to cover up from the rear. Blocked it away, 30-28. Rushi up two. Deep in the right corner, Hilsman. Ball thrown around the top of the circle. It goes on the left to Isaac Schmiesing, out to Ernst. He fakes left, goes right. Hit the mid-post area, back to the basket, doesn't shoot. Hits Hulsman. Ernst on the arc. Feeds it top of the key. Hulsman's got a little avenue, sprints toward the rim. Rims the shot, but a foul against Rushi. And Hilsman, coming off a made field goal, gets two free throws here for Minster, a chance to tie with 4:47 to go third quarter. Minster puts a lot of young men out there on the floor, Chuck, over the course of the game. It's a young team. It's a deep squad. Future pretty bright for Minster basketball.
Oh, no doubt.
Free throw, Hilsman missed it. Kearns and Cohey get rest for Rushi, which has Poling back in, along with Daypore, Sherman, Dillon Cordonier, Cole Tebby. Hulsman off to the right on that shot. It glanced off the orange ring. The rebound down to Tebby. Backcourt to Cordonier. 30-28. Hulsman a pair of misses. Rushi trying to expand the two-point lead. Coming out to catch Cordonier. Here's Daypore in the head of the key. This game's so similar, Chuck, the contest Minster played against Fort Loramie 1 week ago. Here's Cole Tebby in the post. He whirls and twirls, fades away over Dorston, banked it too hard, no good. Rebound down to Minster. On top to Hilsman. Into the post to Dorston. Oh, look at him muscle. Might have gotten away with a charge. We've got a whistle, and let's see. Offensive foul. A little late on the trigger was the referee, but it was the right call. Dorston ran a man over.
He ran three men over.
Nearly a steal in backcourt by Minster. Token pressure from Hilsman. Rushi gets it up. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Two-point lead, Rushi. Dillon Cordonier spins. Goes left corner to a teammate. That goes baseline to Poling. Tries to get around Frericks. Can't do it. Frericks slides over late. Hipped him. Fouled him. Common personal. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. four team fouls on Minster.
Minster fans love this guy out here on top.
Deep three, left corner, Dylan Cordon, you're behind a screen, way short. Rebound, Minster, 2-on-2. Quickly up the floor, Isaac Schmiesing. Turnaround jumper, foul line, in and out, no good. Rebound of Arushi, still up 2, 3:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Cordon, you're on the giddy up. Dayport sets his feet, missed the three-pointer short. Saved inbounds by Tebby, out to Cordon, you're in midcourt. Right back to Dayport, into Tebby. Tebby hits the cutter, Dayport down the lane, off balance. He hits the deck, fouled, shooting 2. Sooner or later, Chuck, Jack Dayport is going to drain 1.
He's getting good looks. I mean, those are good threes. Nothing forced about him. They're just not going right now.
Right. 3:24 to go, third quarter. 2 free throws, Dayport. First one, a lot of rim. It comes off. Still a 2-point game. 8-6, Rushi here in the third quarter. We were tied at 22 at the break. Second shot, Dayport in. 31-28, Rushi in the lead with 3. Kettner back on the floor for Minster, along with Andrew Broering. So Minster's got Kettner, Isaac Schmiesing, Ernst, Broering, and Dorston. Schulze and Frerichs on the bench at the moment. 3-point lead, Rushi. We're near the 3-minute mark, third quarter. 30 feet away. He goes on the play to Kettner, whips it out back to Isaac Schmiesing. Here's Ernst. Sends it high left to teammate Broering. Ernst guarded by Cordonia. Ernst gets a screen. Dorston rolls, doesn't give it to him. Minster hangs on. Ball being tossed around the arc on the perimeter. 25 feet away. Deep in the right corner, Broering. Into the post, it's Ernst. Ernst with a spinning, turning, 8-footer. Good, and he's fouled. Count it, plus 1. Chance for the tie here.
That was a nice move in the lane that time.
Oh, superb back-to-the-basket maneuvering by Ernst of Minster. Leading scorer on the year, just over 10 points a game. He is one of just a few seniors on this varsity basketball roster for Minster. And he swishes the free throw, just like he swished the field goal. We're even up at 31, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Cordon, you're up the floor for Rushi. He's between the circles. Veers to the right against Isaac Schmiesing. Out back it goes to Ethan Monier on the bounce. He lost the ball. Ernst has got it for Minster. And like a runaway freight train, he barrels down the court, deflected from behind. Saving a basket for Rushi. Was Dayport, was it, Chuck?
I think it was Poling.
Drew Poling, heads up play. He didn't give up. He followed the Minster player down the floor and tagged that one out of bounds. 31-31, Minster with a possession for the lead. Outside the arc of the left, it's Kettner. Now Ernst, high left. You got to keep an eye on Ernst. He'll throw it up there from anywhere. Ernst straight away, elbow in the right, has space. Fall away, 16-footer, a little short. Good defense by Rushi. Rebound down to Poling. Baseball pass up ahead to Tebby. Tebby off balance in the lane, running one-hander. It danced off the rim. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, still tied. Ernst, forecourt to the right. Now Kettner slips a man down the paint. Running left-hander, banked in by Kettner of Minster. 33-31, Wildcats. Very good drive by Kettner of Minster. He and Ernst have played well here in the last couple minutes. Here's good high-low action. Tebby foul line, drops it over the head of Dorston. Inside it's caught by Poling. He's got the gimme. What an assist by Tebby.
That's a good pass, and I'll tell you what, I really like Poling. He gives them good minutes.
Poling and Tebby find two-man game there. We're tied right back up at 33. A minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Ernst, Isaac Schmiesing. Deep left corner, Kettner. Catching out back is Broering. Now to Dorston. Foul line extended right. He's got a crease. He takes it to the backboard and drops it through. Minute to go, third quarter. Good drive by Dorston. Quality minutes for him off the bench. 53 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster by 2. Here's the ball lob. Ethan Monier tries to throw it on the interior. For a Rushi player who was double-teamed, barricaded, was Poling, and Rushi got a piece of it last, out of bounds to Minster. Minster with a possession now to go up four or five.
That pass had no chance. No chance.
No. Nope. The Rushi offensive player was fenced in. And Rushi still tried to deliver the pass to him. Minster's defense, Chuck, since early second quarter has really picked up. Here is Kettner dribbling to the top of the key now to Isaac Schmiesing. Five team fouls on Minster, four on Rushi. Ball thrown cross court to Broering. He sizes up a three. Bingo! He's got it. And Minster vaults to a five-point advantage. Good skip pass to Broering. He cashed in. Here's Daypour around a couple men all the way to the ring. Running, shooting, got it, and a foul. What a play by Daypour. He answers for Rushi. 38-35. Daypour at the line, a three-point chance.
That was a big take right there.
Yep. Mark it down with 30 seconds to go in the third. Minster had gone up five at 38-33. Daypour with a response. Now a free throw for him. It is good. All net. That was a superb drive. Done in stellar fashion by Daypour. Didn't have much of an angle, not much room, but he slithered that body of his along the baseline, Chuck. He worked it hard for 2 points. Got the free throw. 24.8 to go here in the third quarter. Hunter Cohey now on Dorston. Hunter on the court. Kearns has got Frericks on the inside. Minster will play for one. Up to 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Ernst, 30 feet out to Dorston foul line, back to the basket. On top to Isaac Schmiesing for three. Bullseye, he's got it. Two threes in a row by Minster. 4 seconds to go. Long pass to Cohey. Batted by Minster. Off Cohey last. Minster by five. 2 seconds remaining, third quarter. Pressure here by Rushi in backcourt. Ernst looks to throw in. Gives it up, gets it back. Long throw by Ernst. High in the air over the backboard. And the third quarter finishes. Outstanding third period for Minster, which racked up 19 points to lead 41-36 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of broasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi trailing Minster, 41-36, end of three quarters. Terrific third quarter for the Wildcats, 22 in the first two periods, 19 poured in by Minster in quarter number three. A couple big three-pointers late in that quarter. Rushi enters down low to start the fourth quarter. It is Kearns, well guarded. Shot is tipped from behind for Frericks. Then Rushi touches it last. It goes out of bounds. Now Rushi got it down in the block, but couldn't finish. Minster very big. Frericks and Dorston on the floor now. Steal, top of the circle. Good run out, Daypour. All the way down, blew it. Oh, it hit the backboard rim, came off on the front. Minster got the rebound. Wildcats up five. Broering with a big three from the left corner late in that quarter. Here is Frericks, took the ball right baseline, started to the rim, laid it up off the glass, no good. Rebound, though, long. It comes out to Isaac Schmiesing. Right wing to Bryce, back to Isaac. Elbow on the right, inside the arc. Swish on the 19-footer. Oh, Minster starting to hit from the outside, up by seven. 7 minutes to go.
They've had no trouble with the 1-3-1. It might be time to get out of it.
Yeah, they're finding holes at the elbows, left and right of the free throw line. Dylan Cordonier, way long. 22-footer, left flank, missed everything. Rebound down to Minster. Here comes Bryce Schmiesing up the floor. Out back to Ernst. Ernst gives it up to Bryce. Oh, a quick pass down inside to Frericks. Turnaround 8-footer, way hard. That's because he is smacked on the shoulder. And Frericks will get 2 free throws when play resumes after the Rushi timeout. 43-36 Minster. 6:38 to go, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
We'd like to remind veterans and surviving spouses that they can get connected to their VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. Veterans, surviving spouses in the Shelby County region, get connected. Check with the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Learn about your benefits available to you. Phone 937-498-7282. Well, 4 different players have hit threes. Minster starting to warm up from the perimeter at the right time in this game. At the line, Frericks for the Wildcats fouled the act of shooting before the Rushi timeout. The first free throw hit the front rim, backboard, and fell in. Second one, rim, backboard, it falls off. Rebound down to Rushi, down by 8. Biggest spread in this game. Top of the circle, Tebby. Right flank, Dylan Cordonier. Hit Sherman entering the lane. Out back to Daypour. Daypour, long, long 3. Too hard. Didn't catch iron in the backside. Hit the glass. Rebound down to Minster. Rushi in some trouble now. Minster's got an 8-point lead. Team foul situation. 5 on Rushi, 6 on Minster. Between the rings, it is Bryce Schmiesing. Ball high overhead. Daypour on him. Bryce on the bounce. Veers left. Hands to Frericks, 20 feet out. Frericks on the dribble. Handoff on the play to Ernst. Down to 5:48 to go. Minster trying to shorten the game. Whittle seconds off the clock. Bryce Schmiesing starts to drive. Handoff to Frericks. Ball flipped out back to Isaac Schmiesing. Bounce pass intended for Tebby. Tebby took a hand in the throat. Ball was thrown inside. Tebby got a piece of it. Fast break. Rushi 3-on-2. Great finish at the rim, but Daypour. Tebby paid a price for that poke away. He got a finger, looked like right in the chin or throat. Rushi got the loose ball, though. Daypour the field goal to make it a 44-38 game. And now Minster, being challenged in backcourt, takes a timeout. 5:17 to go. Rushi down 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Chuck Minster is over Jake and Rushi. How have the Wildcats gotten it done?
Well, they've done a good job of handling the 1-3-1 trap, throwing the ball diagonal, and they scored 7 points off of it before Rushi decided to go back man-to-man.
We near the five-minute mark. Six-point game. Minster led by 8. Here is a pass on top to Ernst. Last field goal by Daypour. From Rushi, that was after Rushi takeaway. Minster had the ball, a chance to go up 10 or 11. Here's a ball popped in the air by Poling out at the top of the key. Good heads-up defensive play by Drew. Loose ball, far side off Minster, and Rushi gets it. Poling busted up the toss. Ball glanced off a Minster player. Here come the Raiders. Big possession. Everyone from here on the rest of the way counts significantly. Here's Poling, wheeling, dealing, foul line, below the foul line, leaner, bank shot, good! What a play, Drew Poling. He's made it happen here in the last half minute for Rushi, which is back within 4, 44-40. Behind the back goes Kettner. Right wing, Bryce Meising, on top Ernst, looks inside for Dorston. Schultz, he's still on the bench, 3 fouls for Minster. Nope, Schultz, no, that's Frericks who's in. Schultz is out, 42 on the court, not 50. The big 6'8 Schulte not playing at the moment. But Minster has had good outside shooting in the last several minutes. That has sparked a Minster run. Minster was up 8. Rushi's counter with 2 field goals. A 4-point game. 4 minutes to go. Ernst is free. Top of the key. Shots way off to the right. Big rebound, though, offensively by Frericks. Minster controls again. Good entry by Schmiesing. He had a lane all the way to the cup. Banked it in with a left hand. Outstanding drive of Bryce Schmiesing. Minster by 6, 46-40. 3:45 to go. Dylan Gardiner at the elbow on the left. Out back to Poling. Bounce pass into the post to Tevi. He spins around Dorston, doesn't shoot. Now Dylan Gardiner. Foul line extended left. Air ball from 16. Rebound down to Minster. Rushi bench. Thought Gardiner was fouled. No call. 6-point game, 3:20 left. 5 team fouls on Rushi. Minster not quite in the 1-on-1 yet. Ernst and Bryce Schmiesing play pitch and catch on the arc. Ball is bounced into the post. It's loose on the deck in the corner. Scramble for it. Out of bounds. It belongs to Rushi. Time out, Raiders, with 3:10 left. Chuck, we'd like to remind our listeners we are on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi. They came on board with us during the high school basketball tournament last March, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. As well, Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Here is Dylan Gardiner working hard, going down the floor for Rushi into the lane. Bounce pass off to Tebby, and he's drilled as he goes up for the shot. 46-40, Minster. 2 free throws, Cole Tebby. Rushi needs these. 3:03 to go in the game. Cole missed 2, then made 2. This one is way short. Understand, Chuck, that Brady Wildermuth has pumped in 40 points tonight. Jackson Center has clobbered Marion Local 56-34. How about that?
Wow, I thought Marion Local was young. Pretty darn good.
We were talking earlier today about those strange things that happen on Saturday night interconference matchups. And Marion Local hit a buzzsaw in Jackson Center tonight. 1 free throw made by Cole Tebby, 1 missed. Here's a trip at midcourt as Jack Daypour throws a knee into Kettner. 2:56 to go. Minster up by 5. 40 points. Brady Wildermuth Jackson Center, 56. Marion Local, 34.
Unbelievable.
Dribbling Kettner, midcourt for Minster. Checked closely by Sherman. Pretty good defense by Rushi until Kettner enters the lane, splits a couple defenders, and scores from 8 feet away. Rushi down the court in a hurry. Long throw, Daypour squeezes between two players, and in a jiffy, he takes it right to the rim. Foul on Minster. Rushi trying to answer very fast and beat Minster down the floor. Rushi succeeds in getting the clock stopped. Two free throws, Daypour. Rushi down seven, 2:36 to go. Thanks to Ken for his accuracy. 55-33, he checked the score. Retexted 55-33, nonetheless, Jackson Center by 22,
so he scored
over Marion Local.
So he scored 40 of their 55. Yep. He didn't need help tonight.
No, you're right, he didn't. Brady beat Marion Local by his lonesome. Free throws, Rushi, one good, one not good, and it's 48-42. Rushi needs to make every free throw count the rest of the way. 2:28 remaining. Ernst has got the ball high right for Minster. Gives it up to Bryce Schmiesing. To Isaac Schmiesing between the center circle and the top of the key. Right side to Ernst. Rushi gets a hand on it, almost steals it. It's out of bounds into the scorer's table. 2:15 to go. Very good second half played by Minster. Wildcats had a splendid 19-point third quarter after producing only 22 in the first half. Did manage a 22-22 tie at the break on the three-pointer by Kettner at the buzzer. Here is Minster, which is in the 1-1, throwing left corner. Here's a line drive, three ball by Isaac Schmiesing, in and out, no good. Rebound on the inside, but Dorsten! Isaac Dorsten's come up big for Minster, which leads by 8. Dribble drive, Cordonier down the lane, flips into the right corner to Daypour on the arc. Back to Cordonier, 35 feet away. Dillon dribbling. Rushi needs threes now. Here's Daypour trying to light it up. No good off the flange. Long rebound, Sherman. Back out to Cordonier. Cross court, Kohi around Dorsten. Fumbled, got it back. Goes into the corner. Minute 25 to go. Dillon Cordonier running down the lane. Late dish inside to Kearns in traffic on the arc to Daypour. Long possession, Marushi, no points. Good defense, Minster. Timeout, Raiders, 1:17 to go. 50-42, Minster on scores.broadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Not a good second half for the Rushi boys here tonight versus Minster, Chuck. Wildcats have clearly outplayed them over the last two quarters. Minute 17 to go. Rushi inbounding right in front of us in the half court. 1:16 to go. Inbounded to Kohi. Handed right back to Dillon Cordonier. Across the top of the key to Sherman. Deep right corner, Daypour. He slices through the middle, gashing the Minster defense. Shovels it up and in. He got the bounce. 6-point game, 1 minute to go. Dribbling hard down the floor, Isaac Schmiesing, and he accepts the push from the Rushi player. 1:02 to go in the game. 50-44, Rushi, which needs a miss on the 1-1 here from Isaac Schmiesing of Minster. Four different players have drained threes tonight for Minster. That foul shot by Isaac Schmiesing goes in, out, and back in. very similar to the three-point shot by Allie Borgerding for the Minster girls at the end of the regulation today up at Ottoville. Only that one went in, out, and stayed out. Second free throw, no good. Scramble, loose ball, rebound, tie-up, Rushi possession.
They called a travel.
Oh.
And that was the correct call. He traveled right before they tied him up.
7-point game, 57 seconds to go. Rushi down. Midcourt, Dylan Gerdiner streaks into the lane. Running one-hander, he's drilled. Yeah, that's what the Raiders have to do is charge the basket.
They need to, yeah, they need to score with the clock stopped.
Uh-huh. Dylan Gerdiner in the active shooting was smacked. He's got two coming. Raiders have got to have these. Good for Dylan Gerdiner. 51-45, 6-point game. Poling on the floor for Rushi. Coe is out. Poling, Tebby, Sherman, Daypour, Gerdiner. Another free throw for Dylan, trying to make it a 5-point game. He flips it up, and it is in, and it's 51-46, 50 seconds to go. Minster's Ernst in backcourt, being hounded. Dribbles up the far left side, and a Raider player lays his shoulder on the back of Ernst, picking up the foul. And on Rushi, that was number 8. Minster still not in the double bonus. He's got to make the first to get the second. Ferrix on the court with Dorston of Minster. Tell you what, Schulte picked up 3 fouls for Minster, and the 6'8 sophomore has not been back on the floor, Chuck, in a long time. Wide body Isaac Dorston, outstanding lineman for the football team, has played splendidly in the middle for Minster. 44.4 to go. Officials making sure that the right Rushi player was charged with the foul. Ernst at the stripe, 1-1 for Minster. He spins the ball in his hands and swishes the free throw. 52-46, Minster up a half dozen. Second free throw here for Ernst. Couple dribbles, make it 3. He eyes the goal. Nothing but net, all cord, both foul shots. 7-point game, Minster. Here comes Sherman to midcourt. Left side pass into the hands of Daypour. He dropped it. Ernst almost gobbled it up off the floor. He couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds in the corner to Rushi with 37.5 remaining in this game. Inbounding, deep left corner, Daypour on the arc, Gerdiner, foul line. Loops a pass, right corner, Poling. Overshoots, didn't catch rim. Rebound, Minster, Kettner to Ernst. Ernst veers up the floor, being pursued. 25 seconds to go, Minster up 7. Wildcats are going to win this game. Minster gets a late time out. 20.4 to go. And it's a 53-46 lead for Minster. Perhaps a mild upset. Rushi with a far better record than Minster coming in. But these two teams play stern schedules. It's always a tight one when the two clubs get together. And Minster with a fine spurt in the third quarter, Chuck, got a lead. The Wildcats have not relinquished.
No, the third quarter was the difference. And they, yep. Rushi went up 4 in that quarter. And then all of a sudden they went on a run and they had the 5-point lead. They really sieved that 1-3-1.
Yeah.
Scored the last 5 points of the quarter. To be up 5, and that's the difference right now.
Chuck, on a night when we thought Rushi would have a difficult time guarding Minster down on the inside, the Raiders have done pretty well, I think, at doing that. Where Minster has burned Rushi tonight is out front. The Wildcats have outplayed Rushi at the guard spot.
Well, they've got 9 young men that have scored in the game.
Uh-huh.
That's a key right there.
And 4 threes from different players for Minster, so they've spread the wealth, and the long-range shooting for Minster, especially here in the second half, has been good enough, and Isaac Dorston, the wide body in the middle for Minster, has made a difference. Minster inbounding, taking time. It goes to Dorston. Handoff right back to Ernst. He splits a couple men. 16 seconds to go. Handoff to Kettner now. To Ernst at midcourt. Loops it far side. Isaac Smeasing, and that's going to be it. Rushi's not going to foul final 10 seconds run off the clock. And Minster pulls a mild surprise tonight here at home, knocking off Rushi 53-46. Rushi Raiders dropped to 12-3. Minster now 7-5 as Minster wins this interleague battle tonight. Minster from the MAC knocking off Shelby County League's Rushi 53-46. Raiders go down by 7. Rushi's JVs were also nipped tonight as well, right, Chuck?
Yeah, actually they beat it by like 17.
Uh-huh.
That was only their second loss of the year.
I should have said whipped and not nipped. So a doubleheader sweep for Minster here at home tonight over Rushi, 53-46 in the varsity game. The Wildcats win it with a splendid second half. Rushi led by as many as 8, I think, in that second quarter. In fact, the first quarter score was a 14-7. Rushi led after 8 minutes by 7 and expanded that by a point or two early in the second. And then Minster came out strong third quarter, a 19-point third period, got the lead and did not give it up. We'll return to wrap this thing up in a moment. 7-point win Minster over Rushi here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby!
Tell you what, Chuck, one of the big differences in this game here tonight was the play of Isaac Dorston in the post for Minster. And lo and behold, you got a big asterisk by him. Yeah, I didn't cheat. I didn't look and see ahead of time. That was my gut feeling. Boy, he took up space in the post, made all the right passes, all the right moves. When he got a shot near the rim, he knocked it down. He had 4 field goals, spreading them out through the entire game. And he was a menace on the inside, a big menace, a thorn in the side of Rushi. And he's your star of the game. Fine performance by him. Minster spread the wealth around. Good gracious. 9 young men scored for Minster, as you pointed out several minutes ago.
Well, they only had 1 in double figures, and that was Ernst with 10. But they got 9 from Isaac Schmiesing, 9 from Kettner. And they got 8 from Dorston. So, I mean, they were just balanced all the way down the line. On the other side, Rushi only had 1 in double figures. They got 11 out of day 4, and then 9 each from Tevi and Kearns, and 8 from Cordonier. The Clancy's players of the game for Minster, Isaac Dorston definitely. On the other side, Drew Poling. Uh-huh. I thought he had a terrific game.
He did.
He played hard off the bench, got him some good baskets, played good defense inside. On a night where, you know, they got a long bus ride back, he is the Clancy's player.
Yeah, after the first quarter, Rushi a little flat. I thought Rushi became inspired during the minutes. Drew Poling was on the floor. I agree with you. Those are our two stars of the game. Drew Poling, Rushi, Isaac Dorston, Minster, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, the Arushi Raiders fall tonight, 7 to Minster. The boys of Minster win. Minster girls didn't fare so well this afternoon, losing by 3 to Ottoville. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is on Tuesday night, 7:10 web time, online on scoresbroadcast.com, 7:30 tip. Fort Loramie at Fairlawn. It's a big game, a lot on the line. As Fort Loramie and Arushi lead the Shelby County League, Fairlawn one loss behind. That's a big encounter on Tuesday night. Next Thursday, we're right back here for Sales Girls at Minster, 7:10 webcast time, tip-off at 7:30. Brett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Until Tuesday, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Minster. Earlier today, Ottoville 49. Minster girls 46. Tonight, the Minster boys 53, Rushi 46.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.